Word of mouth.
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 Mouth. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Yesterday, Pope Francis gave a spontaneous and startlingly frank press conference during his return flight from a week-long trip to Brazil. In response to a question about gay priests, he said, "If someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge?" The statement contrasted with those made by his predecessor, Pope Benedict, who publicly judged homosexuality to be an intrinsic moral evil and against the natural order. Vatican watchers and reporters have jumped on the statement by Pope Francis, with some declaring it a seismic shift. Joining us for his read of how mainstream media and the LGBT community are responding is Joe Jervis, the blogger behind Joe My God, which covers LGBT issues, the media, and politics. Joe, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me on.
First off, what was your reaction after hearing Pope Francis' statement?
Well, I think like most, I was startled by the non-condemnatory, I guess that's a word, tone of it. Gay people all across the world are certainly very accustomed to hearing any Christian leader, anytime gay issues come up, their statements are couched in terms of condemnation. We're all hell-bound perverts, bound for an eternal agony in a lake of fire, et cetera, et cetera. And for once, there was none of that from the Pope. That said, he really didn't say anything new. Gay people who are very familiar with the Catholic Church's longstanding policy on homosexuality, they understand that the Pope was actually responding to a question about gay priests at the Vatican, and Catholic Church's position has always been there's nothing intrinsically sinful about homosexuality. It's the homosexual act that's a sin. Mm. So you're welcome into the Catholic Church as long as you're willing to surrender your sexuality and go through a lifetime of eternal, untouched loneliness, never knowing another human being in your physical life. Surprisingly, there are not a lot of people willing to take them up on that. The interesting thing to me was, the initial reaction across the web, as you said in your opening, was that this was an unprecedented conciliatory tone. I didn't really get that so much. I got that this Pope is a very genial person. He's very media friendly, unlike the previous Pope. And I think that was just more indicative of his personality rather than any sort of quote-unquote seismic shift in Catholic doctrine. Mm-hmm. Cardinal Timothy Dolan was on CBS this morning essentially to say the very same thing. He reiterated the church's position on homosexuality, as I outlined a moment ago, and he said, this is just how the Pope talks. Now, one interesting thing about yesterday was while the Pope was speaking in Italian, apparently, to the press, he did use the English word gay rather than the Italian word for homosexual.
Yeah, I read that.
And they thought that was an interesting change.
I should clarify that Cardinal Dolan is the, I would say, rather media-savvy cardinal of the Archdiocese of New York City, the largest archdiocese.
Very media-savvy.
Well, you've been watching, obviously, how media outlets around the world are covering this story. What is your impression?
My impression was I welcomed it, if for nothing else, in that it put the Catholic Church's position on gay people back into the headlines. Sometimes in our very insular world of gay activism, we don't realize that other people aren't thinking about us all the time, and that other people don't really understand that the Catholic Church's position is that gay people must absolutely surrender their sexuality for the internalness of their life if they're to ever be welcomed into the church. And that position, of course, drives millions of gay people out of religion entirely. Just a couple weeks ago, Cardinal Dolan's colleague in the Dominican Republic, Cardinal Nicholas Rodriguez, he reacted to the fact that President Obama had appointed an openly gay ambassador to the Dominican Republic by calling a press conference and using the anti-gay F word to describe this nominated ambassador. His name is Wally Brewster. So those are the news stories that gay people hear about the Catholic Church that others probably don't. So in terms of yesterday's statement by the Pope, I welcome it, if for nothing else, in that it put us back into the national headlines so people understand that the Catholic Church tells one thing. They put out this genial hand like the smiling, affable Cardinal Dolan tends to do. And then on the other hand, they are bankrolling major national, local, state, and federal anti-gay ballot measures all over the country.
Okay, so we've established here, you know, the Pope never really veered from church doctrine opposing homosexuality. You're saying that this is more sort of personal. This is more the sort of affable guy. Well, I'm wondering,
right.
I'm wondering how the LGBT media is reacting to it. I'm seeing statements like marked out friar in the UK left the church after coming out, said on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being where we need to be, move the church to about 3. What's your guess?
I'd agree with that. I do think this new pope doesn't have this inherent aura of, pardon the expression, evilness that a lot of people felt about Benedict. He does seem to be, you know, a generally friendly guy, but, you know, my worry is that he's a friendly guy in the vein that Cardinal Dolan is a friendly guy, who is this smiling, happy chap who spews forth all this, God is love, you are welcome in the church, and at the other, with the other hand, he's signing checks to fight LGBT rights all over the nation.
Joe, I think the elephant on the papal plane, if we can say that, maybe that coming out to families and co-workers has greatly advanced the cause of gay rights here in the U.S. Now, where does a priest coming out fit in that narrative?
He doesn't. A priest who comes out, his career is finished. His name eludes me at the moment. There was a priest in California who came out during the Prop 8 battle, and he was promptly dismissed. One of my closest personal friends happens to be a retired Roman Catholic priest who spent time at the Vatican in the 70s. And he tells me, and I'm sure it's no secret to many of your listeners, that he thinks that at least 50% of all priests are either actively or pardon the expression, passively gay. In other words, they're either celibate gay men or they're not celibate gay men. So the fact that the priesthood is just a very, very gay institution globally is no secret. But still, these priests cannot have a happy, open, personal life and still continue to serve the church.
I believe you're speaking of Father Jeffrey Farrow. He's from Fresno, California.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
Well, church policies have clearly driven many LGBT Catholics away, along with many women who feel out of step with doctrine. Do you think this could be a turning point, the beginnings at least? What do you think it would take for the gay community to return to the Catholic Church?
Well, probably nothing short of a complete upheaval of their long-existing doctrine about homosexual acts being a sin. It's fine and dandy to welcome a gay person of faith into the church, but then tell them that they'll never know the loving touch of another human being for the rest of their life if they expect to stay. That's not a deal very many people are willing to take. And I don't see the church coming anywhere near that in my lifetime, not from the clues that we've seen so far.
We're talking with Joe Jervis. He's the blogger behind Joe My God, which covers LGBT issues and the media and politics. Big headline yesterday from Pope Francis, basically telling a group of reporters quite spontaneously aboard the papal plane that if someone is gay, who is he to judge? You've been following this story, obviously, but also another story that you've been following, Russia's severe crackdown on gay people, which has now turned into a boycott against the country's most famous export, which is vodka. How widespread is the boycott?
The boycott is gathering steam. It has been sort of in the background on the activism listservs for months, but it really got a big jump start last week when Dan Savage wrote a column, I think it was titled Dump Russian Vodka. Since then, dozens of major gay nightclubs all over the nation have either ceased selling Russian vodka entirely or at least taking Stoli off the shelves. There's a lot of question over who actually owns Stoli. The ownership of the company that produces it is in a long legal dispute with the government of Russia, who claims to actually own Stoli. My opinion about boycotts is I don't think that they're financially effective. I don't think that we're actually going to hurt the bottom line of any Russian vodka maker. But the boycotts do have the effect of getting the story of the abuses heaped upon LGBT people in Russia into the news. That's where a boycott is useful. I don't think we're going to cost them any money, but we're certainly, the news of the boycott itself puts the story of the plight of LGBT people across Russia into the international headlines, and that makes it worth it to me.
I'm going to go back to that scale then, the idea that maybe the Pope's statement has moved a conversation about gay rights from 0 to 3. Is that enough of a beginning?
It's never going to be enough until the church fully accepts gay people as they are, as human sexual beings. But it's a welcome move. I was happy to see the news yesterday, and I knew that all the denouncements of the interpretations of the Pope would come, and they came today. They came today from Dolan. They came yesterday on Fox News from their Catholic priest, who's one of their regular contributors. You know, they're all saying, you know, everybody stop. The media's got this all wrong. The Pope didn't say anything new. All he did was say it in a nicer way. Well, gay people aren't used to hearing Christian leaders say anything about us in a nice way, and that's the news.
Joe Jervis is the multi-award-winning blogger behind Joe My God, which covers LGBT issues, the media, and politics. You'll find a link to his blog and the many reactions to the statement made by Pope Francis about gay priests. Those links at wordofmouthradio.org. Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
There's more word of mouth coming right after the break. Please stay with us.